it was just the virtue of the rolls.
Rolled a 21 to hit that in the face, point blank.
All of a sudden, through the roof of the tent, bam, hits right into the Bunsen burner that you were working on.
No! Describe to me how you want this to go down.
I grab you by your back, put you down on the ground.
Be sure that you have your big boy pants on, because it's not going to be pretty what you see down there.
Things could go differently based on the dice.
Let's find out.
All right, here we go. Dice is failing.
Theater, an RPG actual play podcast.
Hello, and welcome back to Bone Throwers Theater. This is Johnny, playing Professor Edric Farthings.
This is Stephanie, playing Miranda, don't touch my stuff, Kristoff.
By stuff, she means people.
Well, stuff or people. It's all mine.
And this is Jeremy, playing Captain Orion Jerry Springer James.
This is Jeff. I'm playing Willis, about to turn into a madman. Willis. Masters?
Willis.
Because they're,
Willis,
it's
Willis.
Worth saying.
Masters?
Right?
There can only be so much name.
Yeah. I'm Carlin, playing Dran in a bit of a predicament. Renner.
A little bit.
And I'm Jordan, playing Jordan, and trouble. Lots of it. So, Dran, when we previously left off, you were in your tent with a localized EMP device getting ready to try and electrify some nanites that are in your system.
And in March?
And in frog steps, all of the Marines.
All four of them
for a bit.
Are they armed?
Oh, yeah.
Armed.
Yes.
Always.
I was just checking.
Even without weapons, I'm armed.
No.
You're limbed. What is it? What? Because I said it first? Like, didn't
no.
it sound funny? And I get all the blame for it, even though he was about to say it.
Oh, okay.
I just realized I stepped over your totally awesome pun, and I felt bad. But right now, we're going to focus on the story.
Mr. Renner, what do you need this for?
I will tell you, only you. I need your cohorts to leave.
Vanguard, outside.
Yes, sir.
Comms off.
Comms off.
Show me.
Takes it off. Puts
it
down on the ground.
We both put them. Fine. Do the same.
You've learned, man.
What?
You've learned.
Yeah, all right. I have an issue. Personal issue. So this does not leave the two of us. Are you familiar with who Bleeze Euros is? Was. Is.
No, I have no idea.
Was at one time, a colleague of mine who stole a bunch of my work. It's no secret that there's a lot of animosity between the two of us. Sometime, about 6 months before our mission, he had sent me some wine under the guise of being someone else, sending me the wine. There were apparently some nanites in the wine that were supposed to be used for remedying the French flu. This was some sort of test. I don't know where this came from. But what they found out is it attacks the host. The nanites don't fully work, they attack the host. So after finding this information out, I'm on a timeline if I don't get something done with these nanites.
Out of curiosity, how did you find this information out? I was assuming it's recent, otherwise you would not have come on this mission. You have taken care of it.
Right. I have
a station.
I have a contact, a science buddy of mine back on the station by the name of Calvin Sorbo. I was able to contact him. I had still had the bottle at my apartment. He was able to get in and run tests on it, and this is the information he found out about it. I was tipped off to what was going on with this because of something that Wendy said, because Bleeze is a relative of Wendy's, and it seems that they were in cahoots.
So this was done deliberately, not only by your former colleague, but also a member of this expedition?
Yes. Now, I need this piece of equipment per a conversation with Professor Farthings in order to attempt to destroy the nanites. and neutralize the situation. Now, I realize that it might not be as effective if I'm doing it myself, but
correct.
I do not trust the discretion of Dr. Kristoff at the same time, as she seems to have issues with authority figures, as I'm sure you know.
Well, being the nature of what this device does, I think we should have a medical staff be the one to administer it. Dr. Kristoff will be the most qualified. She seems to be, from my end, pretty on the up and up as far as confidentiality, as far as people's well-being.
I don't trust her. If there's a way that she can administer this without being apprised of the situation, that's preferable.
I don't know anything about the medical aspects of this. I assume you would need to know what you're targeting to know if it's been effective or not. So you and I don't have that knowledge. Someone from the medical staff is going to need to be let in. And if I'm hearing you correctly, when we leave this tent, Miss Ford will no longer be an active part of this medical staff.
Probably a good idea.
And also, just as a reminder, I believe Wendy and Miranda are the only two remaining medical personnel.
Goldsmith.
Goldsmith is still alive.
Torres Goldsmith.
We remembered. Okay, well, I mean, obviously for me, the priority number one is to try and neutralize this situation. Don't quite want to die. I don't think anyone really does, but that's the other thing. I don't know what the timeline's like.
Being the most qualified, I highly recommend that it be Miss Kristoff.
Even in her current condition?
Francis, because that's a good thing, so.
She seems to be all together.
In full command of all her faculties.
Okay, well,
yeah, I mean, unfortunately, you did get to experience the nasty kick that she has.
Mm-hmm. Which I understand you have as well.
It's fair to say, I assume both of us were caught off guard.
Well, given the situation, if this is the only way it has to go, can I have you prime Dr. Kristoff by speaking with her first?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I will have to also let her know of why Ms. Ford is going to be detained and removed from her medical staff.
Okay. As long as you feel confident that this is not something that will be talked about by Dr. Kristoff, as long as she'll keep it confidential.
I'll have that conversation with her.
All right. Appreciate that. So I'll just put this back in the box for now.
All right. Do we have a medical? We don't have
the med tent is not set up. So. Yeah. So probably they've got a personal tent that they've been sleeping in.
Where the coffee maker is.
Just a residential tent.
Well, I assume the ladies are still all standing over by the supplies, drinking coffee and shooting the breeze.
Ladies. Oh, it's coffee break time.
This, you know, it doubles as the water cooler.
Yeah. Orion's going to get on comms and say, Dr. Kristoff, Dr. Ford, please report to Drain's tent.
New. I don't want to be involved in this.
No, he's doing outside.
Oh, outside?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's fine. It's like Dran doesn't.
And he's going to step out and address
Dran's
him.
Tents were like right there. We're all like right in that area.
Well,
right?
Top far.
So she just looks up at him and is like, just walks toward him.
Maybe. We were in the tent.
You said you stepped outside.
He did. After.
Oh, after. Okay, yeah. Gotcha. Okay.
So steps out and Wendy and Miranda are.
Is he carrying the piece of equipment?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Equipment. All right. So Miranda looks very relieved.
Dr. Kristoff,
yes.
You need to handle something. Would you please step inside the tent?
All right. She does so. Sees Dran, nods to him.
Goes up to, before he steps in, goes up to Staff Sergeant Winters, attain this board, and steps in. All right. First things first. It's a lot of information that's going to get traded here. Mr. Renner did let me know of the situation surrounding this equipment. There seems to be a legitimate need for it. What is said in this tent stays between the three of us.
If it pertains to medical history, that's
MO. It does. But what you also need to know, this has come about by some ill will of one of the expedition members.
And we have this on whose word?
On Mr. Renner's.
Are there witnesses to verify this?
Mr. Renner?
Am I there?
Yeah, you're
in your tent.
Something went in the tent. What was the question then? I thought you guys were talking outside of. So
basically, do you have somebody to back up that?
Your claims that Wendy was part of it.
Right. Oh, you never said that who it was.
I did.
Yeah.
I was going to get to it, but I haven't gotten to it yet.
No.
Believe me, I will investigate this as much as I can. But for now, the time being, the safety of
Winter.
Everybody here in the camp, this person needs to be detained.
Who?
Miss Ford is being currently detained at the moment.
Miss Ford?
Yes.
All right.
From this point on, until further notice, you're not to rely on her whatsoever for any medical support of this expedition.
And you'll be looking into the veracity of these claims?
I will.
Good.
Now, the nature of what needs to be done with this equipment. Mr. Renner says he was, in a sense, drugged with experimental nanites that were meant to combat the French flu, but attacked the host.
Out of character. Would I have heard about the experiments going on?
This was high-level military stuff.
Okay.
This is not... Someone who works in a hospital would not hear about this.
Right, but I was also, like, involved in, like, the research side of blah, blah, blah.
No.
Followed it.
No, you would not have heard about this.
Okay. Experimental nanites. Well, I'm going to have to run a few scans. I assume that's all right.
Whatever needs to be done.
Like I said, this information stays between the three of us.
Captain James, you don't have to tell me how to do my job.
Saying as long as you're not tainted by some of the other people that have forgotten how to do their job.
Oh, I don't like him, but he's my patient.
I wasn't referring to him.
Although that was funny.
Well, in any case, we don't have time for this.
Correct.
Dran, I'm going to need you to lay down on your cot. I'm going to go get some equipment, and then I'm going to have to take some scans.
Can everyone just give me a few minutes beforehand?
Take your time. I'm going to go get my equipment together. If you don't mind, I will borrow one of your guys. I have a lot to carry.
Staff Sergeant Winters.
All right.
So have people exited the tent?
Yes.
Okay.
Are you going to leave the tent?
Currently, no. Before I leave the tent... Wait, were you going to take care of the stuff in Dran's tent?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because it's... I mean...
Okay, so...
The med tent's not up, so...
So basically, before Dr. Kristoff comes back, Dran has two syringes that he stole with the narcotics that he has. Dran is actually going to extract some of his own blood into both of the syringes and cap those syringes and put them back in his stuff.
Okay.
Did you just toss out the narcotics?
No. They're inside the syringes. The narcotics were in vials, so he still has those.
Great.
You almost doomed all of us.
Dran, the living biological warfare.
Burntail is going to come to your tent. Oh, that is convenient, because that's who Orion wants to look for. That's what he would step out and look for is Burntail.
Okay.
Miranda steps out, kind of gives Wendy a cryptic look, and then says, Staff Sergeant Winters, Captain James said that you could help me carry some equipment.
That's correct, Staff Sergeant. All right.
Thank you. I assume they head off for them.
So, Burntail shows up. She's gone off in the night, and she has painted her face black with mud, and then she has streaked it with the ashes from the fires. So she looks like a wreck.
He reaches out gently, asking her if he can communicate. He's like, go ahead. I can imagine what you might be going through at the moment. At your earliest convenience, I could use your assistance on the matter.
I must take care of my tribe first, but I will be with you as soon as we can finish what we have to do.
Just have to go. What do you have to do? Anything we can help with?
Our mourning is secret. We also must initiate the rites of pain.
Rites of pain?
We must rebuild the tribe. Please ask no further. It is a grievous matter.
Okay. But at your earliest convenience, the assistance I need is with your ability to hear people's thoughts.
I will be more than glad to assist.
Thank you.
She ducks into the tent. Mr. Renner. Or Dran. What is a Dran? A Dran by any other name still smells like Renner. We have read your request.
And
we have decided to begin the rites of pain. We would extend this to you if you would so desire.
Pass at the moment, but... Can you leave the invitation open?
We can do so for one moon.
I don't know how long one moon is.
A lunar cycle.
Like, no, so I mean, he's saying that too.
Essentially a month. So what you see is, like, you see the waxing and the waning of a moon over,
okay,
like a fast sped up period.
So
of time
he would get that. Okay, got
that's
it.
That's
okay.
The impression that you get.
Got it. Okay. Thank you.
Where is the one that you have offered?
Do I know where she went?
Currently in custody.
Yeah,
she's in custody
as well. Yeah. She's she has some things going on with the others from our group. They have need of her.
So Masters has
Masters four. Smith and James are gonna be with Sword.
Somebody's in trouble.
We will take her as gently as we can tonight.
Sounds good. When you do, before you initiate your trials, could you do me a favor and bring her by? There's something that I just need to tell her before she begins.
We understand the sacrifice that you are making.
Thank you. It's not an easy thing, but I appreciate it.
I must go gather my people. We must prepare the morning.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Have you seen Aurora? She must take part.
I have not seen her too recently.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I will track her down.
She's off looking at a moon somewhere.
All right. So,
did you want to do a conversation with Miranda and Abigail? Walking over to the supplies.
Sure. I don't understand really what's going on here. Didn't you just try to stop him from taking medical supplies, and now you're taking them to him?
Yep. Just grab that box there. I'll get this one.
Oh, God, what is in this? It's like
equipment.
Heavier than the detonation stuff.
Sorry.
Are you okay?
I'm fine. Are you okay?
I don't know.
Nausea, diarrhea, vomiting?
Well, more like overwhelmed by everything that's been going on.
Well, if you want, we can make an appointment later to talk about that.
You're a psychologist as well?
Well, I am the chief medic on the mission. I have to double in that as well.
We'll go ahead and I guess we can talk later. But, I mean, I was hoping for something a little less formal than an appointment.
Sorry, I'm a little pressed for time right now.
Okay. It's weird how this whole thing has worked out.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I mean, just like trying to understand how this world works. It's kind of like a big thing. And then you've got all the craziness of the mechanics of everything just randomly mutates and gets thrown into chaos and everything like that. And then you get like the real mess and grime of human emotion. We really jock it up all the time.
Yep.
I don't know. I mean, do you think it's going to work out? Do you think we have a shot?
I'm not sure I'm qualified to judge that. I'm just doing my job.
Yeah. Yeah, so is he.
I'm sorry?
Huh?
Who? Captain James?
Oh, no.
Or Dran?
No, neither of them.
Who are we talking about?
Miranda. Do we have to?
I'm not sure what you're talking
okay,
about.
Okay, fine. If you want to save it for an appointment, we'll save it for an appointment.
Okay. Anyway, thank you for your help. I got it from here. You
know
can
what?
Just set that down there. I'll bring it in.
You're going to bust a stitch.
I'm fine. Healing quickly.
Let me just put it inside the tent, then, and I'll be on my way.
No, that's okay. I get it.
Fine. You know what? Just...
Thank you, Miss Winters.
That's not Miss Winters.
I'm sorry. Staff Sergeant.
Thank you. If you're going to keep it professional...
Miranda just
keep it real.
Shakes her head and walks into the tent.
We're going to go ahead and take a break there.
Brutal Battle!
A King of the Hill style beer podcast hosted by two microbrew loving buddies.
I'm Carlin.
Will you shop just so we can drink these things?
That is Kyle.
Name of the game, brutally ripping into and rating beer.
Tastes like a wet sock. I'm really just getting the coffee on this, and it's a good coffee. Deeped with weasel carcasses. It's like lemon rind roadkill.
That's not bad though.
I will try it again just to reassess my hatred for this crap.
Listen to full episodes and find out more at BrutalBattle.com. That's BREW. T-A-L-B battle.com.
Okay, so we're back. And Miranda, you've just gone into Dran Renner's tent.
Yes, I have.
For a medical consultation. It's weird where this world takes you sometimes.
She is going to set up her equipment without comment and start conducting scans. Basically to confirm that what he was saying was the truth.
Okay, go ahead and roll medicine.
Roll poorly so you're super suspicious.
15.
Okay, so you do see that, you know, everybody has nanites in them to one degree or another, because that's just the way that
used to treat the common cold.
Exactly. So you see, like, ordinary nanites that show up on the scans, but you also see a set of nanites that are not normal, and they've all started clumping in his brain.
Oh. She's gonna, after getting that scan, she's gonna, I'm assuming, like, print off that information, like, for records?
Yeah, like, I was like, if it's an MRI or something, you could probably have, like, a little tablet.
Well, not print, but, like, download it to his records or whatever. Yeah, I'm sorry, I keep forgetting we're not, you know, in present day. So she's just gonna, like, download that information into his medical records and then unhook that particular equipment and start getting out the EMP machine and a dose of sedative to get him ready. And while she's doing so, she's going to talk at him, I'm assuming. And just be like, all right.
I want to see her bedside manner in full force with Dran Renner.
Hey, I'm going to impress you. All right, I've located what appears to be the foreign nanites. What I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a dose of sedative. The machine that you were about to try to use can be painful.
Good.
So this should knock you out for 2 to 3 hours.
Okay.
Right, do you have any medical allergies?
Not that I'm aware of.
All right. Here. Put this bite guard in.
Does so.
All right. And she starts hooking the machine up and everything, and then she brings out the sedative and she says, hey, by the way, sorry I didn't believe you.
Not the first person.
Then administers the sedative. And
I'm sedated.
Roll for sedation.
And then starts up the EMP machine.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and make this a simple medicine roll.
Okay.
Medicine woman roll. I'm sorry, not simple. It's actually going to be a difficult roll.
Crap. Okay. Of course. So I've got a 14. What's difficult? 16 to 20?
Congratulations, you managed not to shock your patient.
Don't you know you gotta shock the patient?
Personal code, I have to spend that hero point.
Yes. So now for your personal code, I have to give you back another character point.
So there you go.
Okay.
Recycling.
Yeah, I used my quote and my one of my complications.
There you go.
Wow. So she does that, and then she hooks up the scanner again to check that the initial EMP administration has worked. Medical again? Medicine?
Yes.
Better. Okay. 19.
I had made that very difficult to clear away all of the nanites. That's just short.
So, for this particular scan,
it looks like you got as many of them as you can tell.
Okay.
But because it's field equipment, you can't be 100% sure that you got everything.
Alright. Well, I'm assuming with a machine like this, you're not going to do immediate doses one after the other. You're going to wait, allow the patient to wake up.
This is probably going to be like a
several day.
Right, this is going to be like therapy. Okay.
It's like chemo.
Right, exactly.
With EMPs.
Okay. So, after she scans him, she's going to put the equipment away outside the tent.
Why would you do that?
Reasons. and check, make sure he's comfortable and everything. Is there, are there any of the military people outside the tent at this point?
No.
Nobody left? Mm-mm. I guess she's going to radio Captain James, the male, and...
Orion James. His first name's Orion. Great Captain, Tex James.
Captain James, the man. Captain James.
Kind of in the middle of something, Dr. Christoph.
All right. Well, I will just hold here then. She sits
down. So what are you in the middle of?
He's having an initial interrogation session with a Miss Wendy Ford.
Hmm.
You know the most about her, so.
Okay. How is this going to go down?
Well, he shines a light bulb in your eyes.
Well, they are in sort of at the outskirts of the, what is now the camp, and he's going to have Will's Masters hold her in place
with a tree branch,
however he sees fit, and he's just going to start questioning her. Miss Ford,
I really don't understand what this is about.
There have been some accusations made against your character and your motives for being part of this expedition. Do you care to shed some light on your dealings here?
I came on this mission because it was a superb professional opportunity. Nothing more.
We can do this the easy way. We can do this the hard way. The easy way is you tell me now what you've been doing.
I've been helping the medical staff as I can when I've not been trying to kill myself or running off into the woods.
The hard way would be to let the Clan of Nine Claws do what they need to do to extract some information from you.
I don't even know what you're trying to ask for. I mean, I came on this mission because it was a professional opportunity. I regret it now, I'll tell you that. I wish I had never set foot on this planet. Honestly, I really wish I had never seen about 95% of the people who are on this planet with me. Especially one in particular.
Which one would that be?
Tran.
But is it in fact the reason that you were on this mission?
No. Like I said, I came on this mission because it was a fantastic professional opportunity. Now, I knew he was coming, but I mean, that wasn't a deterrent or a motivator for me to come. And now that I met him, I really think he got what was coming to him.
And what did he get?
Oh, a nice glass of champagne from what I understand. But I guess you won't be able to verify that.
Did you get information about the glass of champagne?
Did he tell you about that? What did he tell you?
You just told me about that. And he was waiting. And I close it up and walks away.
Alright, we're gonna close it up.
James would go over to Quebec then, and he's gonna check some com logs.
Okay.
We don't need to roleplay that. That's.
Well, I can tell you what you see. You see your connections with your dad, with Admiral James. You see that Dran has actually made a couple of entries off site telephone calls to a personal number, and you also see that Wendy has made a few calls at the very beginning of the expedition.
Alrighty, here it is. Captain Quebec, from now on, no one uses this equipment unless they come to me.
Yes, sir.
Yourself included.
Yes, sir. What's going on?
Need to know basis, Captain.
Alright, but Willis. Everybody loves Willis. It's time for you to go out on patrol.
Okay.
Things haven't been going very well for you recently, have they? I mean, this whole tree thing is new and not very fun. Nobody seems to really be liking you. It's just like it's not been what you thought it was going to be when you first came out of the cocoon.
Well, I hadn't really thought it would be anything.
Yeah?
Except for being stuck in a tree.
Yeah.
Which I promised to burn down that tree.
Guess you don't need to.
Yeah. Did you?
I don't think I did. I might go over and kick it, though.
Well, you're out on patrol in the middle of the forest right now. Like, on a perimeter patrol. About 30 clicks away from the rest of the...
30 clicks?
I mean, sorry. Like, 30 meters. 30 clicks.
You're deep into the jungle. Ah!
You're Crocodile Dundee-ing it
Peace
up.
Peace out. I will see you all
in
never.
3 days. Deep, deep mission there. No, you're about 30 meters out, like, doing a perimeter sweep all the way around. Every once in a while, a tendril, like, snakes out and caresses the back of your neck from the face.
I pull my knife out and slash at every one of them.
Yeah, it's... It doesn't really seem to be responding to you. You start hearing, like, the voices in the back of your mind.
There's voices in the back of my mind.
From the canopy?
Only when I'm in contact with them.
They're reaching out for you. And you can just, like, you're starting to... They're trying to establish contact with you.
Well, I'm trying to not establish contact.
How are you doing that?
By slicing every tendril, branch, whatever, that comes in contact with me.
It starts to get a little bit more aggressive.
I pull out my blaster and start shooting the tree.
Okay, go ahead and roll blaster.
Pull my pistol.
19. So you start seeing, like, as you're shooting, like, the trees, like, somewhat, like, some branches are falling down in the distance. And you start seeing, like, the vines tendril out. And all of a sudden, they get really aggressive. And they just shoot out. And they start wrapping around your arms. And they pull you out in a crucifix and raise you about 10 feet up in the air.
Orion probably would have heard the shots going off.
Yes.
And he's going to
start running out there.
Tell Winifred Smith to stay with Miss Ford. And tell Abigail Winters to head off to the location.
She's got the ballistics.
Well, Dran would probably be out there too.
Yeah.
If he's awake yet. Conscious yet.
Oh, yeah. Is he? At this point? Okay, no. But never mind. He'd still be unconscious.
Lullaby and Dran.
Yeah. He's probably not having good dreams.
No.
I don't think he has any.
Yeah.
That's a nightmare running there with lollipops. So you're pulled in this crucifix up in the air.
I would be yelling at the trees.
And the trees, all of a sudden the vines start going down into your...
I start chomping on them.
Life on this planet.
Huh?
Start chomping on them.
As you do, the sap is released into your mouth. And it's a hallucinogenic.
Of course it is.
And you...
I will burn down this entire forest.
You feel yourself... Your consciousness being transferred from your body. No, you're not there yet.
So you can't see what's going on yet?
You're coming up on this as he's having this. And as you are leaving your body, you are rushing through the canopy. And it is saying, you must see this or we will all die.
I'm going to kill you all anyway.
Not just us, but all die. It comes down to this clearing in this dark, like, hangover, like, grotto about 30 feet down this shaft underground. That with just a little bit of light is percolating down through the tree limbs. And there's a row of torches in a circle.
Mm-hmm.
And standing in the circle, you see a member of the tree body. You see about a 5-foot-tall porcupine with this nose that's like giant and bulbous and round. And it's not standing. It has a prehensile tail that's wrapped around a vine that is hanging from one end to another. And it's hanging head first down in front of the member of the tree hive. And you can see that the bees are swarming around its head and crawling over its spines and going back to the tree hive. And you can hear it say, "Very close. We will conquer the gods. And then we will take their world." And a giant 8-foot-tall shadow rumbles from just outside of the circle. We will end the hegemony of the world. And out steps an 8-foot-tall spectacled bear.
Like glasses?
No, there's
a spectacle.
There's a breed of.
It's an actual
kind of bear.
Oh.
It's like taking his glasses off and looking at a hook.
He's a spectacled bear.
Yes, he walks out while he's polishing his lenses.
It's blue. Just the four bear necessities. Simple bear necessities.
Oh. Buzz buzz.
All three of them, like, they raise their arms out to their sides in the same cruciform shape that you are in, and they tilt back their heads. The porcupine has done like a flip and has landed on the ground and is crouched down. And as they open their mouths, bees just rush out and begin swirling up into these hives. And the trees zoom out, and you can see this hive of bees, not just like one isolated clump, but like an entire 30 square acre.
Oh my goodness.
It's a swath in the middle of forest that has been turned. Marching along causeways and between the trees and everything, you can see bee-covered bears and the nine claws, and you can also see swinging from the trees these porcupines that have plants on the tails. And sitting right in the center of that is the space station that you are looking for.
Have we arrived on the
scene? Lebeau, indeed.
Oh, you see him just like writhing in the grass of these vines about 15 feet up.
James is going to pull up his rifle and say, get him down.
Yeah, she runs in screaming, Willis! And starts shooting at the vines.
Fire away. Where's her card?
Okay, so you both, it takes several shots to get through, but you both manage to cut them down, holding his arms, and as they shrivel away, he just drops like a bag of bones in like smack on his shoulders.
Oh, yeah, Abigail's gonna rush over to him and like check him and grab him.
Orion's all comes, we need a medic!
His eyes are rolled back in his head. There's like the sap is like foaming over his chin and his cheeks.
She just keeps on repeating, Willis, come on, wake up, come on. Like smacking his face. Willis, Captain, what do we do?
And Goldsmith comes over.
See?
I'm so gonna burn down these trees. There will be fires set and bees will die.
Gives you a good excuse to
all
burn
of the
out
bees will die.
This forest will burn tonight.
One last scene. Dren has a bit of a dry mouth hangover from his
sedation.
Experience with sedation.
That is common.
And he should come to his tent, but burned tail.
I'm by myself, correct?
There. No, Miranda's still sitting in the tent. She was waiting on James to let her know, like, if they were going to move or not, but...
Well, when I wake up, whenever I'm up, I would let Miranda know that I'm fine.
Mm-hmm. I still have to take scans and stuff, and check vitals, etc.
He can do that. I mean, she can do that. And then...
But are we necessarily going to metagame and say that Burntail comes by after all that?
Yeah,
I don't
know. However it is.
Yeah, it's going to be... This is the evening. He only was asleep for a few hours.
Yeah. All right. Well, before she leaves, she's going to inform you that she's going to have to come back and check it again the next day, and this may be a several treatment process.
Okay.
Yep. And just give me a shout on the comms if you need anything, or if you start feeling nauseated, if you start getting lightheaded or anything. Okay?
Yep.
Drink plenty of water.
Yep. Right. Appreciated.
So Burn's Tail comes into your tent as, and you hear firing in the background.
Oh, that's while all that craziness is going down.
And you hear Willis, Willis, being shouted. Abigail is shouting really loud, and you can hear it through the forest.
Are there any military personnel around for Miranda to be like, what's going on?
They've all rushed.
Did she hear the comm though? Like, we need a medic, and Goldsmith responding.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I guess Dran's pretty confused as to what's going on because all the noise.
She's gonna go to her tent and get her weapon.
Burntail comes to your tent. If you want to say goodbye to your loved one, come with me.
Yes, I would. Before Dran goes with her, with Burntail, he takes the syringes and puts them in his pants because he wears cargo pants, so one of the big pockets.
They go to the clearing where Ford is tied up. And Burn's Tail reaches out and grabs Wendy's shoulder.
Winifred
Smith.
Yes.
Mr. Brenner, can I help you?
No, I'm here with Burntail. Burntail's going to help with some... I'm going to help Burntail with some translation.
Why are you here?
To help Burntail with some translation, I just said.
Yes, but you can do that anywhere.
I need to get some information from... Wendy, as does Burntail.
Just a minute. Captain, I know you're busy, Captain, but a quick question.
What is it, Sergeant Smith?
Does Mr. Renner have access to the prisoner?
Mr. Renner, what are you doing?
Just have some questions.
He's here with that cat, Burntail,
Burntail.
I think.
You trust Burntail?
I do. She's supposed to come to me.
Right. I mean, she's here, so... I assume she will make sure that everything is fine.
All right, Goldsmith, you got this. I'm on the way. I tell you to go to you.
Okay, so you were, like, on the other side of the clearing.
Yeah.
I think that you guys would drag my lifeless body back out of
Goldsmith
the woods.
Is with you.
Goldsmith is making sure you're safe. You landed on your shoulders, which is close to, you know...
Your spinal cord.
Yeah.
Miranda grabbed her weapon, and then given that she had a patient, she was going to head back to her patient. Would she see Dran and them in the clearing, since that's... No?
No, I mean, it's like...
It wasn't right next to me.
Alright, well, when she sees that Dran's tent is empty... Dran, where are you?
He had left his...
Oh, yeah, I didn't know where my comm on me.
Oh,
so the talking with you wasn't happening.
No, from
well,
him.
No, because
from that calm. Okay, I gotcha. Yeah.
So then she calms Captain James and says, Captain James, Dran is missing. He left his calm here. He's not safe to be wandering around in his condition. Captain James.
What's your character, Smith? What's his
agility? Agility is 2d+1.
Roll it. Burn's Tail lashes out with a flat of her sword.
10.
Dran, you want to
farthings?
Yeah, well, so while things are going on, is everyone occupied, basically? Okay. So Dran goes up to Wendy and pulls out the syringes, takes the caps off of them, and says to Wendy, I have something I have to return to your family. And he finds her vein in her arm and injects both the syringes into her.
Does he have experience finding a vein?
I don't think it'd be hard to find a vein if your arm is, like, out.
I speak from experience. Yes, it is, because, dang it, when I was pregnant, they could not find my veins to save their lives.
Have you seen what my skin looks like? You see how obvious it is where the vein is?
It's different for every person.
Yeah, exactly.
So
she was pretty pasty. You can see veins on pasty people.
She's got lumps on, like, her neck and everything where moving is going to be a little more
I'm just saying.
So, Burntail's going to take another attack at you.
Oh, and so everyone knows, after he's injected, he recaps the syringes and puts them back in his pocket.
18-10. Okay, roll damage.
And while this is going on, too, Dran just starts leaving and he goes back to his tent. while all the craziness is going down.
What happened?
Yeah.
13 so far.
Burn Tail
10 points damage, which would be incapacitated.
Yeah. Burn Tail knocks out. Got a nice head wound. And when Orion James comes into the clearing, the vines that were holding Wendy are cut and lying on the ground next to Winifred Smith's body. Thank you very much for listening to Bone Throwers Theater.
Thank you for listening to Bone Throwers Theater. The cast is Carlin, Jeff, Jeremy, Johnny, Jordan, and Stephanie. This podcast is released under our Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives 3.0 Unported license. Please feel free to share the podcast, but please do not modify it or attempt to gain financially from it. To find the show online, visit our site, bonethrowerstheater.com. Our Twitter feed is at Bone Throwers Theater, and our email address is bonethrowerstheater@gmail.com. Join our social networks on Facebook and Google+. Podcast art was designed by Laura Tress and is used with her permission. Until next time, may the bones fall in your favor. This has been a Nerd Circle podcast production.